There's a national debate over raising the minimum wage, but while there's been very little movement in Congress recently, dozens of cities have gone ahead and raised their local minimum wages on their own. In 2015 in St. Louis, the former mayor, Francis Slay, signed a bill to raise the city's minimum wage from $7.70 an hour to $11 by 2018.
Hard work should be rewarded. Mothers and fathers who put in an honest day's work and play by the rules should be able to make ends meet for them and their families. $7.60 an hour, that's less than $16,000 a year for somebody working full-time. That isn't good enough for a nation that prides itself on being the land of opportunity.
That was in 2015, but then the GOP-controlled legislature in Missouri immediately moved to block that increase. The fight went to court, and the minimum wage in St. Louis went up to $10 per hour. That's about $400 a month for a full-time worker. But now, Missouri Republican Governor Eric Greitens says he'll allow a bill passed by the state legislature to become law, making it illegal for any city in Missouri to raise its minimum wage past the state's $7.70 per hour. And that means that at the end of the summer, workers across St. Louis will have to say goodbye to their newly increased wages. Betty Douglas works for a McDonald's in St. Louis, and she's joined the Fight for 15 movement for better pay. Betty, welcome.
Well, thank you.
And how did your life change when your pay went from $7.90 to $10 an hour?
Much better. It gave me an extra $400 a month, whereas I was getting my gas cut off, my electric cut off, water, juggling bills, eating. I have a 16-year-old son. So the $400 a month, it helped me tremendously.
Now, has your employer said that your pay will go back down to $7.90? Has that been discussed at work? What'll happen at the end of the summer?
No, it has not. He made a little comment when we first got the $10. So he's so sure that, you know, we're not going to keep the $10.
Betty, what about health care? I wonder what you do for health insurance, or if Medicaid is available to you, or how you pay for health care.
You know, I haven't seen a doctor since I had my last child in the 16 years because I have no insurance. I have none at all. I've got a toothache that I need to go to the dentist, like yesterday. I don't have any insurance, so I can't see a doctor. And like with the pain, I have to get me an Advil or some type of aspirin or something and weigh it out. I haven't eaten for 24 hours because I had a toothache, and I don't have groceries, really. So I'm just going to be honest and put it out there.
Betty, someone listening to you might think, you know, $400 per month is great, but you got by before on $7.90. You could get by again on $7.90 if that's what the legislature and the government says. What do you think might happen to you and your family if you go back down to $7.90?
Well, just let me make a comment on that, because it's easy for someone else to say that, but you need to walk in my shoes, okay, and make it $7.90 an hour for 10 years on a job, trying to maintain a family, a home. I'm very stressed out. I've been very stressed out. It's very hard not making a livable wage, having bill collectors calling you on your job or garnishments on your check. And I went a whole winter without gas. So saying that, it's very hard. It's very hard. And my family, they suffer a lot. And I do too. Sometimes I don't even eat because I have to make sure that I have a 16-year-old son. He's 6'6". And every time I see him, he's leaving the kitchen. He's eating all the time. I can't say, well, sure. You know, yeah, I can't say, don't eat this, don't eat that, because we got to eat the rest of the week or whatever. And I just think that, you know, these politicians and whoever feels like, you made it then, you'll be able to make it again. But it was a struggle. And no one that lives in America should have to struggle the way that I have to. I work hard. I don't miss days for work. I can't afford to. Milk's going up. Groceries going up. Utilities, they're going up. Everything's going up but our paychecks. And it's just not fair. So it's always easy for someone else that's making like our CEO with McDonald's. They're making like millions of bucks. But, you know, I can't even feed my family. Who can live off of $7.90? Who?
Betty Douglas, good luck to you.
Thank you.
Betty Douglas works at McDonald's in St. Louis.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.